From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. American troops rolled into Iraq in pursuit of sweeping goals, ensuring U.S. security, overthrowing a dictator, encouraging democracy, maybe even changing the whole Middle East. 5 months after the fall of Baghdad, some of those goals remain elusive. But tonight, President Bush will ask the nation to stand by his policies. He speaks at 8:30 Eastern Time, and we will provide live coverage on many NPR stations. This speech comes nearly 2 years after the September 11 attacks, and in this half hour we will have updates from Iraq, from Afghanistan, and from another front in the war on terror, a former Soviet republic, where U.S. Marines have been training local troops. We will start tonight's program in the Middle East. A peace process that once seemed promising has collapsed, and NPR's Linda Gradstein joins us now. Linda, this weekend Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian prime minister, resigned. He was at the center of this peace effort, so who might replace him?
Well, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat told his Fatah faction today in a closed-door meeting that he wants the Speaker of Parliament, Ahmed Kore, who's more well-known as Abu Allah, as his next prime minister, according to a senior Palestinian official. Abu Allah is seen as quite close to Yasser Arafat. At the same time, he was involved in the Oslo peace process with Israel. So he's seen as closer to Arafat than Mahmoud Abbas, but yet committed to the peace process.
Well, now, Israel and the United States always preferred to deal with Abbas instead of Yasser Arafat, but now that Abbas is gone, are Palestinians unhappy about this?
No, Abbas was never popular with Palestinians. For a while, Arafat wasn't very popular either. In fact, nobody was popular. Now, as the United States and Israel have tried to further isolate Arafat, he has become much more popular on the Palestinian street. Abbas was seen as a puppet of the United States and of Israel. And in fact, on Thursday, I was in Ramallah when Abbas spoke to the Palestinian Legislative Council. And as he came in, he was surrounded by a crowd of angry Palestinians protesting against him, some of whom spray-painted anti-Abbas slogans on the walls of the parliament building and even tried to break in as he spoke.
And Linda, I want to ask about one other thing. In recent days, I know Israel has intensified its effort to assassinate leaders of a group that opposes the peace process and has been behind a number of suicide bombings, the Islamist group Hamas. Has that effort been effective?
Well, it's a question. It depends who you ask. You know, Israeli officials say it's been extremely effective, that Hamas leaders have gone underground, that they're not able to organize terrorist attacks because they're too worried about being assassinated. In leaflets in Gaza, they tell people how to avoid Israeli assassination, travel not in cars, don't use cell phones. I spoke to one Hamas leader in Nablus, Sheikh Hamad Bitawi, and he said Hamas is like a tree, and even if you cut off some branches, the tree just gets stronger and stronger. He says there has been a huge wave of support for Hamas. The public now sees them as a possible real alternative leadership to Yasser Arafat, and that the Israeli assassination campaign has only helped Hamas.
And we'll mention that just yesterday, one Hamas leader, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, just barely avoided assassination. He was lightly wounded by an Israeli bomb. NPR's Linda Gradstein, thanks very much.
Thank you.